Okay, we're on the bottom of Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. My time of diktata. Why, if we know that there is family strife up to the point where the woman claims that she was divorced and she lies that it was in front of so-and-so and they deny it, that we really know that she wants to get divorced, then we don't believe her that she says her husband's dead. Rav Chanina Amar Mishum D'Meshakra, because we're afraid that she'll lie in order to assure herself on her husband, so he'll have to divorce her. Rav Shimi Barashi Amar Mishum D'Amra B'Didomi, and Rav Shimi Barashi says we're not afraid she'll lie, but we're afraid that because she's so anxious to become assur that she'll assume that her husband's dead when the circumstances seem to point that way, even though she didn't really see him die. My binayu, what's the difference between them? The argil huk tata. Depends who started the fight. If he's the one who caused the strife, so then maybe she doesn't hate him that much. So even though out of exasperation she said, you know, he divorced me or whatever, but she's not the one who created the strife, then we're not afraid she'll be mashakir. But we could still be afraid that she'll assume that he was dead. Masha Ein Kein, if she instituted the strife, then we're afraid that she'll lie too. My time of diktata, the Snan Masnisin Ki Omra Meiz Bali Lo Mehemna, that when she says that her husband died, we don't believe her if we know that there's strife between them. The Mishakra Mirov Sina Miskavenis Lesser Atzma Allah, because she hates him so much, she'll lie in order to make herself usher to him. The Amr b'Didami Komakum Sakana Shirasa Einu Nosenis Dait the Lomer Shemelo Meis Velo Anase the Hoil the Sanya Lelo Daike Kulehai. And the other man, the Amr, says, no, we're not afraid she's going to lie, but we're afraid because she's so anxious to get rid of this guy that she'll wishful thinking think that he's dead when really she never really saw that he died, but she saw things that it implied that he was dead. Okay. Iboyalu. Eid echot biktata mahu. Same shayla we had before by Shas Muhammad. And Eid echot comes when there's strife between them and he says that the husband died. My time is Eid echot. Meheman, why do we believe in Eid echot? Mishum de milsa David Legluya. La Meshaka. Because an Eid echot doesn't lie because he knows that eventually it'll be known one way or the other if the guy's dead or not. So therefore, we have a chazaka pretty much at the eid is telling the truth. Chanami l'mashaker. So in this case, also the same thing. It's milsa davide l'gluyek. Oh, Dilma, time of day, echod mehem mishum dehi daiko minsava. The only reason the echod is believed because we put her on a chazaka that she is very careful. She's not going to get married unless she knows for sure her husband's dead. But here where there's ktata, we said that doesn't apply. She may have wishful thinking. And therefore maybe the grounds for believing in Eid Echad doesn't exist. And here's the same achlokas lechora we had before. What are we afraid of with the Eid Echad? That he'll lie, or that he'll, what's it called, he'll assume that the woman, that what's it called, the husband's dead when he wasn't dead. So Rashi learns that that's the case, that we're afraid that he'll also assume. He'll be the dummy. And Tosa says, no, we're just that the grounds for believing in Eid Echad isn't there. The whole grounds for Eid Echad is he died of any mitzvah, otherwise he remains like a regular Eid Echad. And he has no nemamis. Rashi, Eid Echad be k'tata. K'tata beino leveino. We know for sure that they're fighting. V'holach l'medina sayom, and the man went away, who bought Eid Echad, v'omer meisen. And Eid Echad comes and says he died. Mi mehem en alo. Okay. Right. Rabbi Yehuda Omer La'olam. So Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we never believe her to say that her husband died unless we see that she really is distraught. So then we can assume she's telling the truth. Tanya Omer La Rabbi Yehuda, Ritvarecha Pikachas Tinase Shota Lo Tinase. A smart woman who feels the pain of her husband's death and she comes crying with her clothing torn, she can get married. And if he was married to two women, some Rishonim learn, and one of them was a shota, and she didn't have, her husband died, so he died. Right? She's not so smart, and she doesn't make a big show of it, so she can't get married. right? Both of them could get married, as long as she said that her husband died. She doesn't have to be very emotional about it. She could be relieved that he died. It doesn't make a difference. Hida Ashila Beidina the Rebbe Yehuda. There was a woman who came before the Beis Rebbe Yehuda. Amrei La, so they gave her advice beforehand. Rebbe Yehuda's not going to be matter you unless you really put on a good show. So Safki Balech, go in and wail how, oh, my husband's dead. Kiri Maneh, tear your clothing. Shisri Mazayach, uncover, what's it called, undo your hair. Right? Shemar says, Afua Shikra. And they taught her to be Meshaka. In other words, really she didn't feel like this, and they told her to put on a show, so Rabbi Yehuda will be Mater. Mar says, Inu Karabon and Sviruhu. No, they held that she's Mutter anyway, whether she puts on a show or not. But they knew that Rabbi Yehuda won't be Mater her unless, and they hold the halach was not like that. So they told her to put on a show, so even Rabbi Yehuda will be Mater you. Amri, Savit Hachi Kechid Lisharia. Now, she Alfu a Shikra Bitmiya, they taught her how to lie. In Rabbi Yehuda Sviruhu, if they hold like Rabbi Yehuda, if they hold it like Rabbi Yehuda, that unless she cries, meaning that she shows us that it really bothers, that she's really telling the truth, right? Otherwise she's stam stoic about it. She herself doesn't believe that her husband's dead. So how could they teach her to go and put on a show? The answer is, they held that she was mutter even without any show. But since Rabbi Yehuda wasn't going to be mad to her, and the halacha is not like that, without a show, so put on a show. Okay. Beis Hillel Omrim, lo shomanu ela beba min hakatsir, uba'osa medina ukamaisa shahaya. You'll see the Gemara is going to explain. There was a maisa where they were matter, a woman through her own edus that her husband died, and it was a specific incident. Where she came from the harvest, and she claimed that her husband was bitten by a snake. We'll see if the Gemara is going to speak about it. And it has to be where she's not coming from a different place, but from a close by place where she said her husband died close by, just like the Maisa Shahaya. Amru lohem beshamay achas abom in akotzer v'achas abom in azesim. No, it doesn't make a difference. She came from a harvest, or she came from harvesting. Harvesting wheat or harvesting olives, the achas abom in abatsir, or she came from the grapes, the achas abom in dina madina, doesn't make sense. She came from close or far away. Lo dibru chachom bekotzer behovet. They only gave an example of this maisa because that was the usual kind of case, but otherwise it applies to all cases. Chazru beisil horoskrin. In the end, beisil retracted, and they held like Beis Shammai that a woman's believed if she said her husband died, barring the exceptions that we said in the last Mishnah, she's believed even if it's not exactly like the case where they originally were matur to believe a woman. Rashi, Ela Babomina Kotzir, Shikachoya Maisa, Kedamin Lakamata. Tomorrow we'll explain what the Maisa was where they originally accepted the edus of a woman that her husband died. Velohitiru Chachom Ela Dugmaso. And they only matter if it's exactly like that case. She adover korov lanu umir susa, right? It has to be that she, what's it called, came from a close by place, is afraid that people will uncover her lie if she's lying. The lo mishakra, therefore she won't lie. Avo medina sayan, if she said something happened over the sea, far away, somebody wants a lie, they make their edim far away. So this way she's not so afraid. Ela Bahova, Maisa Shahaya Kachwaya. But who had Dilchomakomos? They didn't only matter exactly like that Maisa, Beis Shammai says. They were matter anything similar. And Beis Hillel in the end agreed with Beis Shammai. Tanya Omru Lohem Beis Shammai le Beis Hillel. Divrechem Ainli ala Ktsir Chitim, Ktsir Saur Menai. Even according to you, you have to say it has to be exactly like the Maisa. Right? In other words, it has to be Dafka, a wheat harvest and not a barley harvest. The Ainli ala Kotzer, maybe only if he's harvesting, but Botzer, Mosei, Golder, Older, Menai, right? All these other things that are harvesting other kinds of crops, other than wheat or barley, which is called Botzer is by grapes, and Mosei is by olives, and Golder is by Te'enim. So Menai, Elamaisa, Shahaya, Bekotzer, Huadin, Lakulu. Just like you're not going to go that far to say there has to be Dafka wheat. But they only accepted her testimony if she comes back from a wheat harvest. Right? That's unreasonable. It's just as unreasonable to say that it has to be exactly like the maisa in a harvest. And the same thing, it doesn't have to be dafka that she came from a close by place. It could be she came from a far away place too. It's just that Beisil says no. There's a reason why it has to be close by, because close by she's afraid to lie, and if she claims it happened far away, she's not afraid to lie. There's not going to be people around that can contradict her. Beishamai says no, she's afraid even from a far away place, because there's always people traveling from here to there that could contradict her and show up her lie. So she's afraid even from a far away place. Rashi, the divreichem shatem omrim ke'ein ha'maisa shahaya ba'inan ein li ala k'tzir chitim, the maisa shahaya b'k'tzir chitim ha'yakid l'kamon. Go there tomorrow. Older malakit te'enim. Now, go there is with tomorrow, and older is te'enim. Hachanami linyam minisayom. It doesn't have to be exactly like the ma'isa. It could be that she came from a faraway place too. My ma'isa shahaya. What was the ma'isa shahaya? The Omar, Rav Yehud Omar Shmuel. Shilfi k'tzir chitim hayu. Right? It was the end of the harvest season. And 10 people went out to the field to cut wheat. And a snake bit one of them. And he died. Right? For some reason, the other 10 people couldn't come to give Edus. And she came and gave Edus that her husband died. And they went and they corroborated that that's true, what she said. That's when they made the takana that a woman who claims that her husband died, we believe her. If she says her husband died, she could have yibum. If she's roy for yibum. Tamara says, okay, so name Rabbi Hananya ben Akiva Rabbanon, the Tluks of the Vesham Besil Kamifugay. Let's say that Rabbi Hananya ben Akiva and Rabbanon argue the same achlokas of Besil Beshamay. If when they made a takana, they made it only exactly like the case that happened or anything similar. The Tanya, Lo Yisa other mechatos, the Efer Chatos, the Aviren Beyardain Ubisvina, a person is not allowed to transport the water that's set aside for Paraduma or the aether of the Paraduma in a boat over the Yarde, because we'll see a Maisa happen that they became Tomei, so they made a Takana. You can't do exactly like that Maisa. You can't even throw it over the Yarde because it looks like you're going over in a boat. In other words, it's similar. Don't float them over the water. And you can't have somebody go into the water carrying them on their back or an animal. Then it's not like a boat. If his feet, he's walking on the bottom of the Yardane, then it's okay. But you're allowed to put him on a bridge over the Yardane. That's not similar to a boat either. Echad Yardane ve'echad shar naharos. And it applies both to the Yarden and to other rivers, the same thing. They made the Takana, they made it not only in the Yarden, but other rivers too. And not only exactly in a boat going over, but anything similar to a boat. Rabbi Hananya ben Akiva, Omer lo omru el Yarden ubisvina, ukamaisa shahaya. Right? Had to be the Yarden and in a boat, not any of the other things that are similar, exactly as the Maisa was. That's what they made the Takana. So Leimer Rabbanan da Amrei Kivei Shamai for Rabbi Hananya ben Akiva Domer Kivei Sevo. Let's say that the Rabbanan hold like Bei Shamai, that you don't need exactly like the Maisa, and Rabbi Hananya ben Akiva holds like Bei Sevo that you need exactly like the Maisa, the way Bei Sevo held in the beginning. Amri Loch Rabbanan Anod Amri Nafka Bei Sevo. No, the Rabbanan said we could even hold like Bei Sevo. That in the case of the Isha you need exactly like it, but in this case not. Ad kan lo kamri beisel hosam elamishum de mirsus b'makum karov, mirsus b'makum rachol lo mirsus. right? Hocha mali yardi mali sharna. There's a reason why it has to be exactly like that maisa. Because from a close by place, she'll be afraid to lie. From a far away place, she won't be afraid to lie. So therefore, Beis Hillel said, it has to be exactly like the maisa in a close by place. But over here, what's the difference between if you're taking it over the Yarden or another river? There's no reason why the Yarden is more ol to tumba than other things. So once they made it takarn, they made it in all cases. Rabbi Hanani ben Akiva Omar Lecha, Anoda Amri Afla Beis Shammai. I could even hold like Beis Shammai. That in the case of the Isha, your matter, anything similar. But in this case, it was exactly like it only. Adlan Kolam Rebe Shammai Hosam Elamishum Di'ihi Daiko Minsava. Mali Mokum Korah, Mali Mokum Rachel. Beis Shammai relied on the fact that a woman's very careful not to remarry unless she knows her husband dies, because she knows what's going to happen if he comes back. She'll be usher to both of them. So she's careful. So therefore we believe her even from a faraway place. Here, there was no slora. The Rabbanan had a reason to be gozer only because of the maisa that happened. So they only made it mamish similar to that maisa. My maisa shahaya, what maisa happened with the para, the afer of the paraduma? The Omer Rav Yehuda Marav, maisa ba'adam shahaya mavir mechatas, the afer chatas biyardin. The guy was transporting the mechatas and the afer chatas in the by over the yardin ubestina in a boat. The nimtza kazayis min ameish tochem bekarkoy shalsvina, and they found the kazayis of a mace in the bottom of the boat. And it was metame the mechatos and the and it was a big loss. Right? It's an expensive thing. But also sure, omru lo yiso other mechatos, the eperchatos, the avirim biyard in the svina. And the machlokus only was anything similar to that, similar to a boat or dafka a boat, anything similar to the yardin or dafka the yardin. Rashi. Shilfi sok tirchitim shilfi loshin sholaf ish. Shekvar hoya kotzer mishtalif over. Sholat means you took off your shoe. So you're taking away the harvest, the end of the harvest. The avirim biyard v'svina mishu maisa shahaya biyard in v'svina v'nitmu kedamrin l'kamon. The yizur came b'tzad zeshel nahar the hainu nami dumya v'svina. Throwing it over the yardin is like, or throwing it over the river is like a boat, because a boat goes over the river. The svina sheporchin ba'avra p'nei amayim. The svina skims over the water. Lo yarkivei magavi behema besochamai. The hainu nami dumi v'svina. Shadam hanose yoshe bimkomo svina so not laso malichoso. Usvina panushi gosheshes and ogas bekarka. Sometimes the svina also touches the bottom of the what's it called the river. Elim came raglev shall elyon nogos v'mayim bekarka. So you can't transport it with somebody riding on somebody else's back, but if the guy himself is touching the bottom, that's okay. Ala gesher, the ka'aras michtahi. That if you go on a bridge, that's like going on the land, right? That's not going in the water. That's separate land. The ha'adam ha'mavir and holy kosho baraglav. They no doma l'shvina. Tochu b'karki isa. The hel ha'kli shel mechatas aleihem v'nitmu. And the kli of the what's it called the mechatas was mahil over the kazayis min anes and became tamid. So they wasted the whole thing of mechatas and they made exera never to do anything like this again, or what's it called, to do exactly like that again.